Hello and welcome to the September 5th meeting of the Historic Site and Monument Commission. It is 4, so we're going to get started. If you wouldn't mind turning off your cell phones, that would be great. I'll ask the commission members to introduce themselves. My name is Catherine Kostelnik.
I'm Vice Chair Christopher Monroe.
Austin Rojas, just a member.
Eileen Baker.
We'd like to thank everybody for being here. Our first order of business is the minutes from our August the 1st meeting. Everyone on the commission was sent the minutes prior to this meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as sent? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Eileen, I make a motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the minutes are approved. Let's jump into our regular agenda. Caitlin? Kelly?
So the applicant is requesting the approval to install this mural at 802 East 31st Street. The mural will be located on an existing masonry wall on private property. In this current location, that wall is obviously not historic, so it won't be damaging any character-defined features or historic materials. It will be located in a highly visible location that can be seen by the general public, and it will also be kind of very easy to maintain by the property owner. The design will be done by Jose Ray, who's done multiple murals locally. A link to his website was provided in the staff report. And again, shown on the screen, very simple, meets all the guidelines. So there's really not much to talk with it. So with that, staff recommends approval of the mural at 802 East 31st Street as requested because it meets the standards. Or any questions?
Does anyone have any questions for Kelly? Christopher?
I'd just like to make a comment. So I've expressed this before, and I have, as serving on this board for almost 10 years now, my thinking has evolved on this, and I'm just saying this as just a matter of record. I am not personally comfortable. I feel like private projects of public art on people's private property should be left. I don't know that they need to be coming through this board. I'm just expressing myself like that because there's been a sort of uneven application of the rules in the past. And I just don't feel like if it's not fair to everyone, then it's not fair. If it's not fair to everyone, then it's not fair to anyone. And I'm just expressing myself. We as a board approve this. This doesn't have to go through city council, but if it is on private property, if I put a political sign in my yard, my neighbors don't get to say what I put in my yard. That's a First Amendment freedom of speech. I feel like this falls into the same category, and I'm just saying this just as a matter of course, because I do think that sometimes people do diligently come in here and make applications for public art on their private property. There are plenty of people in this city who have murals on their buildings that never came through this process. And I'm just making a point of that. And that's all.
Okay.
I love this though. I think it's an awesome design.
Okay. Christopher, thank you for your remarks. Eileen, do you have anything?
No, I agree with what Chris is saying because there's murals going up all the time. And so, you know, I agree with you.
Austin, comments?
Yeah, I second on that. And I guess in this instance, it does raise a particular question if, just because of the religious context of the image, whether or not by approving this, we are endorsing, a particular religion or something like that. So yeah, wondering if these are the best questions for our board to be deciding. I'd agree with that sort of questioning.
Is the petitioner present?
He may be online. He told me he's a firefighter. He's working day shift, so he may be online. But
Mr. Marshall? Are you online?
Oh. Not a computer person.
But the IT is gone. It doesn't help, but.
Yeah. I was going to say, oh, go ahead.
I was going to make a comment. I agree that we should enforce the mural policy evenly to everyone. And if there are, quote, illegal murals out there, then they should be forced to go through the process, even if it's private property, as long as the rest of the community can see it. I really believe it needs to come for approval. And that's a code enforcement issue, I would assume. So I think that a message or something from this body to code enforcement about reviewing the existing murals. Do we have someone online?
Are we looking for the petitioner or
yes.
Public? What's the name? Yeah, we do have Jeffrey Marshall.
Mr. Marshall, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to make comments about your proposal?
No, I mean, it's not meant to be overly religious, if that's the concern. Just that's the philosophy that I follow. And for the most part, I was just trying to add color to that area because as you can see, the wall itself is very muted in its color, even though there are blues and greens and stuff. So adding the floral was like the main purpose. But then I figured adding something, you know, kind of zen in my mind was like not offensive and not really pushing an agenda in any particular way, but just something I added for myself.
I'm sorry, I did read the application. Is this your private property?
Yeah, that's my house. I built that wall. That wall is actually the outside of an entire patio that I built in the backyard.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else on the commission have questions for Mr. Marshall? Christopher?
I just want to follow up. I really thank you for being here. It is entirely your prerogative whether it's religious or not. We are not here to make a comment. It's not within our purview to analyze the artistic merit of what is here. We're only here to apply the guidelines that we have. Whether it's religious or not, that is entirely your right. So I think that we're not here to like weigh in on that. But I do want to add, and I didn't mean to bring this up to like sidetrack this. We've had a very long discussion on this board before about code enforcement and about people who come before the board and don't come before the board. This is probably a conversation for another time. So I don't want to take up the time. I do want to say one other thing. I live right down the street from this. And I did see before it got painted, the wall was like kind of partially done. And I was like, are they just going to leave it like that? But now that I see the design, I think it looks awesome. That's my personal opinion. We're not here to judge the artistic design, but I think it looks great though.
Yeah, that was kind of a financial decision because I ran out of that stone and had to figure out if I wanted to spend more money and time putting it up or pay an artist to do a mural. And I thought a mural would be a very Savannah thing to do. So that's kind of how it came to be.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Does anyone sitting in the audience have a comment? If not, do I hear a motion from anyone on the commission?
Eileen, motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
This is Chris. I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion passes. Thank you very much for being on the phone with us, Mr. Marshall. Okay. Our next order of business is Columbia Square Part 2. Let's hear from staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting part two, final design and funding for the Seven Ladies Monument. So just to kind of recap the project, we'll just go over the design, which no longer includes the bench, but the newer location in Columbia Square was decided at the last meeting. We were given some updates recently just to say they kind of do have that final design figured out, the size of the plaques that are going to go on the granite marker. And instead of those silhouettes, they do have the photos of the ladies to have on there.
Nice.
And then they did get, just wanted to provide that information about the funding. So they provided their budget and essentially, you know, I think a lot of the design was really worked out during the part one phase of the application. So there's not a whole lot there. This did go to City Council, where on August 8th, it was approved unanimously for part one. So we believe that the standards are still met for part two. And so we recommend that the HSMC recommend approval to City Council for the application of part two final design and funding for the creation of a monument dedicated to the seven ladies to be installed in Columbia Square as requested because the project meets the standards and the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you.
Does anyone on the commission have questions for Caitlin? If not, does the petitioner have any remarks? Oh, I'm sorry, Eileen.
Oh. I will wait and ask the petitioner.
Okay, Ms. Brantley.
Sorry.
It's okay. Could you state your name, please?
Okay. My name is Lucy Brannon. This is my daughter, Lucy DeMilla, who's assisting me with the technology. And I would just like to thank you all, members of the Site and Monument Commission, staff, and community friends, because we are very grateful for this opportunity to present to you phase two of the proposal to erect a monument in Columbia Square to recognize and honor the seven ladies who saved the Davenport House from destruction and helped to start Historic Savannah Foundation. Previously, you graciously approved phase one as has Savannah City Council, and I hope is that today you will look favorably on the final elements of our proposal. We begin with the monument details. It will be located in the center section of Columbia Square, north of the existing fountain, at the edge of the current brick paving. The location can be seen in this slide represented by the white MTC sign. The specifications for the monument itself have not changed from our original design. It will be of a gray granite with a slant face and will rest on a slightly larger granite base. There will be two bronze plaques on the slant face of the monument. The top plaque will feature the faces of the seven ladies in bas-relief, while the lower plaque will include their names and a brief description of their courageous and transformational actions. These plaques have only changed as we corrected spellings of two names and one word on the lower plaque that was misspelled. The pictures of the seven ladies, which the bronze company is using to create this plaque, are depicted in this next slide. Concerning our budget for this project, we have included expenses from all parties with whom we will be working. We've received the bid from Depew Monument Company for creation and installation of the monument at the designated site. We have the City of Savannah's cost for installation of the brickwork, which will surround the monument, allowing it to fit seamlessly into the existing landscape. We also have the amount of the escrow charge required by the City of Savannah for park and tree to maintain the monument in future years. You will also see that we have allowed for miscellaneous administrative costs, including a fund for unanticipated expenses, which brings the amount needed to $30,000. This is a figure $5,000 less than our previously estimated budget, and that was mentioned in our original proposal, so I wanted to make sure that y'all were clear on that. But it is sufficient to accomplish the plan as presented. And as of today, we have completely funded the budget with actually a little over $30,000 in gifts and pledges. So it's with great pleasure that I ask you on behalf of the families of these remarkable seven ladies, we respectfully request that you approve phase two of the Seven Ladies Monument Project in Columbia Square. thank you for your time, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Brannon, for bringing this back to us and showing us sort of the final details. I believe Eileen had a question for you.
I think you answered my question. I was asking about how the seven women would be depicted,
yes.
And I wasn't sure if it would be a photo etching or a bas-relief.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission members? Is there anyone online?
No, ma'am.
Is there anyone present that would like to speak? Thank you, Ms. Brannon.
Thank you.
Step up to the mic and say your name.
Good afternoon. I'm Sue Adler, CEO of Historic Savannah Foundation, and what a proud day it is for me to meet again with these incredible women that are bringing this to our city. Obviously, a monument for the seven ladies is missing, and now we will have one. Provided you all approve, and I encourage you to. And I want to thank you for reviewing this so carefully, and I certainly want to thank Lucy and Catherine for their hard work. And what behind the scenes, they brought these families together, and it's been really exciting to see how excited everyone is about this and how genuinely pleased everyone is. So thank you so much for your review.
Thank you, Sue. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? If not, do I have a motion from someone on the commission?
Eileen will make a motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Austin, I'll second.
All in favor of phase two being approved, say aye.
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 Wonderful.
Congratulations.
That's wonderful. Our next item on the agenda, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan Mellon. The next item on the agenda is an application from our mayor, Mayor Van Johnson, and Councilmember Leggett for the proposed renaming of the Savannah Cultural Arts Center. I think you all know the building. It's completed, I think, in 2019. 201 Montgomery Street. Their proposal is to rename it as the Dr. Otis S. Johnson Cultural Arts Center. And we apologize for any confusion on our end. In the staff report, it says the Dr. Otis S. Johnson Center. But what is being requested of you today is to be the Dr. Otis S. Johnson Cultural Arts Center. I know we have some representatives from the city who are here who are going to give a fuller picture of Mayor Johnson. As you know, he was a two-term mayor. He was also second district alderman. But in the research that I did on him, what was really most impressive to me was his commitment to the people of the city of Savannah, particularly for providing opportunities for lower income members of the city and the surrounding areas. He has worked at Savannah State University. He also worked at the Chatham Youth Futures Authority, and his record is exemplary. In looking at all the standards, the existing building is obviously not associated with somebody else. It's a new building, and we feel it is a very fitting name to be placed on this. As you all know, the Martin Luther King Corridor has historically had a great attachment to the African American community. And so we thought it was very fitting for someone like Mayor Johnson, who is known for uniting people in the city of Savannah, to have this important cultural arts center named after him. And as such, we are recommending approval. We're recommending that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the renaming of the Savannah Cultural Arts Center as the Dr. Otis S. Johnson Cultural Arts Center as requested. Because the proposed renaming of the public building meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. And if you don't have any questions for me, I can turn it over to the city, who I'm sure will have a lot more to say.
Does anyone have any questions for staff?
I just had a question, and then it may be something that we are deciding on and creating a rule for here right now, just with the consideration that somebody absent extraordinary or extenuating circumstances, the proposed honoree shall be deceased. So in making this consideration, is there like a working definition of what extraordinary or extenuating circumstances are and how they apply to, obviously?
So yeah, there, it's a good question. I mean, there's no, I mean, we're very pleased, obviously he's not deceased. In looking at his contributions to the city of Savannah, we thought that he really exceeded a normal standard. But to answer direct, there's no specific definition of what that rule is. But we thought in this case, if anyone warranted this, he does. So.
And just kind of continuing on, the reason I asked the question is what we decide here will be defining what those extenuating and extraordinary circumstances are. And so something that in the application that I think kind of merits that, just in my thinking, would be his being the first to attend what is today Georgia Southern University. Desegregating an entire university is a monumental undertaking to have gone through. So I think that's something that would qualify certainly for extraordinary. So wanting to create a definition that's on record so other folks who may be putting forth something for somebody who is still alive, we can kind of set a bar, a standard.
Thank you. It's a great point.
Any other questions for staff? I know that Mayor Johnson could not be here with us. Is there someone from the city?
Yes.
Speak?
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and board members. Joseph Sherhouse with the City of Savannah. I do just want to check out of courtesy. The mayor is not online, is he, sir? Okay, he was going to make an attempt, but just wanted to respectfully ask, make sure he couldn't make it. So Joe Sherhouse with the City of Savannah. I'm standing in for Mayor Johnson for a petition today, as was stated earlier, for the renaming of the Savannah Cultural Arts Center located at 201 Montgomery Street, which was constructed in 2019 and has since been known as the Savannah Cultural Arts Center. Petition for you today is to rename that facility to the Dr. Otis S. Johnson Cultural Arts Center. And according to our internal staff review, meets all the requirements of Article E of the naming ordinance. I would like to mention a few things about Mayor Otis Johnson's. And first, I'd like to mention his cultural contributions to the city, which revolved around a variety of efforts, including education and jazz, music, a lot of these elements which are practiced within this facility. But most important, he was a stalwart for the free and open expression of ideas, both vocally, artistic, and all together. So we feel like the mission of this facility, which is expression of artistic ideas in a free and open forum, is exactly what Mayor Johnson stood for. As noted earlier through the MPC staff, the building is located on a historically African-American part of town, MLK, which honors the legacy of Martin Luther King. We feel that also helps support this particular initiative. And we ask for your support and approval of this item and are happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions? Eileen?
Yes. Has this been vetted through like the Cultural Affairs Commission or any of the people that use the facility?
Good. Thank you for your question. No, it has not been presented to the Cultural Affairs Commission, something that we are certainly willing to do. We can make note of that and follow up and gain their feedback. There has been notices that were provided at the particular facility, and we went through an internal review process that engaged our cultural resource staff and members of that department and gained their valuable feedback. I would make a note that the original proposal did not include the Cultural Arts Center within the name, and that feedback actually came directly from our staff at the Cultural Arts Center, who advocated for the inclusion of cultural arts within the name of the facility.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Christopher?
Thanks, Joe. I do appreciate that the Cultural Arts Center was included in the name too, because I would have suggested that as well. I also wanted to take the opportunity to say that I have, over the years, have the distinct privilege and honor of getting to know Dr. Johnson. And speaking to the exceeding the normal standard, I would say that the one-page biography that we got only is only the tip of the iceberg. It's only the barest tip of the iceberg. And I think to say that he is a civil rights icon in Savannah is almost an understatement. So I could not be more happy about this name. And it's too bad that Dr. Johnson couldn't be with us in person. But I mean, I fully and enthusiastically support this. So I just wanted to say that it's amazing. So
any other questions for Joe? Any questions or comments from the audience? Yes, sir. Step up to the mic and state your name.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Dwayne Marshall, just a citizen of Savannah. By no means was this planned or intended. I was largely here to support Mrs. Lucy Brannon, the Brannon family, and the Seven Sisters, Seven Ladies Monument that will go in Columbia Square. That was my main purpose in being here. But as fate would have it, I'm a huge fan and follower, and quite frankly, mentee of Dr. Otis Johnson. He and I met 32 years ago when I was applying to go to college. He was on a scholarship selection committee for the James M. Payette Scholarship, which was affiliated with Union Camp, now International Paper. He and I have known each other, obviously, now for over 30 years. He's a dear mentor and friend of mine. I moved back to Savannah a year ago this weekend, and he and I meet for lunch every single month to connect, to build our relationship, to talk about Savannah, his hopes and ambitions for its future. But I'm just a big fan and follower of the man that he is. I believe our cultural arts center is not only a place to come and experience and allow our citizens to be exposed to visual and artistic expression, but it's also a place and space for people to be brought together. And for me, he is the embodiment of bringing people together across generations. He is a true treasure of this city, and I can't think of anybody better to have that center in name of. I think he would just be an amazing person to be recognized for his leadership, for the commitment, and for the service that he's given to this city. So I fully support and endorse his name being honored with that building.
Thank you.
Just want to say that for the record. Thank you.
Any other comments from anyone in the audience? If not, I'm going to make my quick little Savannah remarks. Christopher's always saying Savannah is such a small town. My first teaching position, one of my colleagues was Dr. Johnson's mother. Lovely woman. And that's when Youth Futures had just started in Savannah. And over the years throughout my career, I would go to a national conference or a state conference. And who would be the speaker? It'd be Dr. Johnson. He taught us so much about bringing community together, working across various governmental systems to do what's best for the families involved that are receiving services. Such an inspiration. And I did have the pleasure of attending Armstrong. And he really is a legend. He really is to the citizens of Savannah. So that's just my comment about Dr. Johnson. And I also just want to put in the record that the commission members received an email from Mayor Johnson today or last evening.
Current Mayor Johnson.
Our current mayor, that he would not be here today, but sort of gave us an explanation of why he submitted Dr. Otis Johnson's name for the Cultural Arts Center. Jonathan, do you have anything else?
Just that our executive director, you may have noticed when you came in, there was some music playing. That was a tribute to Dr. Johnson, who apparently is a big fan of jazz music. So Melanie wanted to do that.
Commission members, any other comments?
Yeah, just also adding to that record of, you know, Dr. Johnson's career and what makes it extraordinary, you know, highlighted here, just I have personal experience with one of the organizations that he created, Step Up Savannah, which in a very real way is the reason why I live in Savannah in the first place. He created that organization. It housed the AmeriCorps Vista program in Savannah. I moved here as an AmeriCorps Vista during the pandemic. So because of his work, I'm here in Savannah and now sitting here on this board. That's not something that makes him extraordinary, but it is just showing that we all have different connections with Dr. Johnson of various ages, various backgrounds. He has had an impact on just about everybody's life, not just in this room, but in this entire city. And so I do think that that meets the conditions for extraordinary and extenuating circumstances in this case.
Any other comments by commission members? If not, is there anyone online that already outside? There's no one online. Okay. I will entertain a motion.
Austin, I'll make a motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll make an enthusiastic second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm not supposed to vote, but I wholeheartedly support this. Thank you very much.
Catherine.
I'm very excited. Yes, Eileen.
But you will add cultural center, correct?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
No, yes. What you are approving is naming it the Dr. Otis S. Johnson Cultural Arts Center.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's very exciting. I'm glad we had the opportunity to do that. Is there any other business? Do we have a meeting next month?
Yes, we have one application, so we will be meeting next month.
We have one application. Christopher will be the chair next month. I will not be here. Yay. Not that I don't like being here, but I'm going to be on a nice trip. Anything else? If not, we are adjourned.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.